Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
Kevin, for that introduction. I'll tell you this, man. The level of interaction on the fan text is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Lots of people, today we started off talking about Peace-a-thon and what we're doing. And by the way, Jake's hopped in on this. Thank you, Jake's. We're excited about what they're doing. I'll find out more here shortly.
Yes.
But we do have a basket on the way from them.
Can I ask a question real quick? How many people listening right now live like near Abilene?
Oh, because I didn't have the answer.
No, yeah, I don't need you to be the Google on this. But yeah, I just want to know, because we might have another thing there, too.
Yeah, if you live near Abilene or can make it to Abilene, text us. Let's know. Let us know. Also want to say thanks to Knife and
yes.
Centro on the Square in McKinney. Really looking forward to the dinners that we have auctioning off there. You're going to be able to... You can eat dinner with us! Now... I'm not a great dinner companion. Kevin is. I've seen him. He's very good at it. Alec, also very good dinner companion. But I'll also be there. Dinner, though.
Is it because you're thinking about, like, eating?
My mind is like, which bourbon do I want? And which steak are we actually going to dive in on here?
Gotcha.
And by the way, the steaks at Knife.
Mm-hmm. They are so good.
Yes. The steaks at Knife are phenomenal. Have you been to Knife yet, Alec?
I have not.
Okay. So this is one we've done with Reggie and Slim Scotty, I believe.
So the last time we went, this sparked a conversation about how many hundreds of years ago or whatever, we figured out the evolution of these products are better when they're older. These ones will kill you. And because they have like all this age stuff that's phenomenal, but we're like, how did we get there as a society where you're like, I'm a food trier or whatever, and you're like, oh no, 12-month old yogurt?
That
dead.
Wasn't good.
But yeah, you know?
Who's the one that decides? And Alec, I always used to think you were in the 4-H club, but you were slinging milk. And so do you know how they decide on milk, when it expires?
The cow tells
you. Know,
he gives the milk and he goes, February the 2nd.
Is that true?
That's actually a Seinfeld joke.
I wish it was, because the answer I have is a lot more boring.
Oh, okay,
no,
right.
Just depending on the quality of the milk, there's like a standard kind of time frame that
there
they have.
Wow, that is boring.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry, Corey, for asking that question. That's not on you. That's on me. I should have never asked a question you don't know the answer to already.
That is a big fact.
Legendary wide receiver Jerry Rice is continuing to pay it back off the field, according to News Nation, Kevin.
Okay.
And Yahoo News. Rice and his wife recently wiped out more than $667,000 in school lunch debt.
Good
across
night.
100 and 3 schools nationwide helping out thousands of kids.
Wow.
Quote, no child should ever step into a classroom hungry.
I agree.
Our responsibility is to plant strong seeds for the next generation to thrive. One of the things I admire a lot about Reggie is his work with food banks. And I think whenever they got down there in Houston, first thing they did was rip off Peace-a-thon. And
is that what we'd say? Didn't we just rip off the Normathon, man?
Hey, that's
what we're doing? I'm sorry.
You know what? Let's be honest. Yep, that's what we did.
Yeah.
So the one thing they did was say, hey, how can we affect our community? And that was the purpose he chose to serve. That was always a purpose he chose to serve here. And I really appreciate Reggie for that, but also Jerry Rice for saying, you know what, I gotta help out. Now, the other thing I do think, though, is isn't it a shame that he has to? You know, that these lunches, like, Kevin, we might have differing opinions on this, but, dude, that stinks that he had to go in and throw down almost $1 million for kids to have some school lunches.
We do not have differing opinions on this whatsoever. I actually, you know, when I started dating Jess, I guess I just did not realize this. And this just shows, like,
'cause you didn't see it every day, right?
Yeah. And like, we grew up middle class, and so we were not needing that or anything. But one of the things that Jess told me, especially when we were talking about like the pandemic, for example, I was like, I did not realize that. And she goes, you would be shocked at the number of kids who those are their only real meals.
Yes.
And like, that just...
And I never saw that. I never thought about it, about the dude sitting next to me in second grade. I never thought about that.
It broke my heart to hear that. And I was like, because I didn't totally understand that aspect of it. So like, we definitely chipped in on like different food drives and stuff, because that was a huge thing that a lot of people lost for a while during the pandemic, before everyone was like, holy crap, this is terrible, we should do something. So no, you and I are 100% on the same page.
Even though he was a Niners receiver.
That's pretty awesome.
High five to Jerry Rice.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, Bill Belichick's in a bad situation. And this is more a story about me than it is Bill Belichick.
Own fault.
It's more about me than it is Bill Belichick. But Alec Bill Belichick was recently spotted at a cheerleading competition in Raleigh.
Oh.
Supporting his girlfriend Jordan, who is a member of a co-ed adult cheering team. I am not taking a shot at anybody who's on an adult cheering team. I want that to be known.
Hmm.
I did not know that was a thing.
Okay.
Much like I bet people that are in adult cheering teams don't think that men's 40 and over baseball's a thing.
Right.
You know, like, hold on, they actually play football after high school if you're not on a college team? I get it. But this picture, have you seen this picture of him, Alec?
No, I have not, and I don't know if I want to.
It's brilliant.
Corey.
I wish I'd have sent this over to Carter to pull this up on the fan cam right now.
This might be the greatest bit of content I've seen since the Dolphins owner off the plane, and I couldn't stop thinking about this. This image is going to be in my brain.
Okay, I just sent the link to Carter, but it is a picture of him at this event. And he is literally sitting next to some lady who, it says I can't send the link. I don't know why. Whatever. But he's literally sitting there, and it looks like some lady is beating him down. Just, oh my gosh, can you believe that they pulled off that pyramid? And he's like,
that's the best herky I've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
Everybody should think right now about what they think that picture looks like. Instead of seeing it, picture it.
All right, here's how you can picture it. All right. Bill Belichick is still the head coach of the New England Patriots. All right. So you already have the cutoff sleeve attire and hoodie, because that's what he's wearing in this picture. He's wearing a hoodie. Now I want you to ask him if he thinks that it's a good idea for them to have puppies on the football field at halftime. And imagine what his face looks like when he's asked, should they have puppies on the field at halftime? And his face is going to tell you, I will never answer your stupid questions again. Don't talk to me, even if you have a credential or are married to me. Like, that's exactly the way his face looks. So that's it. All right. That's where that ends and this new conversation goes.
Huh.
Because
you really need to see it.
You see it.
He looks like Jeff Dunham's puppet Walter.
Yes, he does.
My
just look him up.
So here's the deal. He was drugged to a situation he did not want to go to. I have to go watch a cheerleading competition. I didn't even like the fact that we had cheerleaders on the sideline when we were running NFL games. I have made it very clear. I do not go to couples' baby showers.
Right.
So what is
when did that change? That
I don't know, and that's why I don't
to be
do
at
it.
Baby showers.
877-881-1053. What's the thing you put your foot down on? And you say, I'm raising my foot and I'm putting it down right now because I will not do this. Over the weekend, my wife said, hey, we're going to go see some family. Some of my family. Some of her family.
Okay.
And I was like, awesome. I love your family. I think they're wonderful. Unfortunately, Lucy was feeling a little stuffy. Adrian was feeling a little sick. And I wasn't feeling too great either. I'd caught Kevin's throat.
That was fun.
No, I'm just joking. I wasn't feeling that great either, though. And Adrian said, well, I don't want to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I get her sick because she's pregnant. And I said, hold on. Were we going to see your family? Or was there something else at play? And she said, Corey, I have to tell you.
Oh, no.
I tried to trick you into going to a couple's baby shower. And I was like, what are you doing right now? Can you imagine? And I know the girl, her husband's a Tolo. And I know for a fact he would have been like, Corey, I hear you tell Sean all the time that you don't do couples baby showers. What are you doing at this one? And so I'm mad. I'm very mad. I might have to sleep in another bed for the next month because I'm so upset.
Feels like a long time. And shouldn't she have to sleep in the other bed?
Well,
she transgressed.
That, you know what? I might have to buy her another bed in a hotel for a while.
Yeah, it was actually, never mind. Wait until tomorrow's over and she's collected all the piece-a-thon stuff. <Yeah. laughs> And then you can tell her that's what I said.
So so that happened over the weekend. And that what is the thing from the 682? I don't change grandkids' diapers from the 956.
Okay.
Yeah, the
there are only so many bar hangouts I can go do with my wife and her friends.
Oh, really?
Because, like, that's the only place they ever socialize is at, like, a... And it's not a bar. I shouldn't say that. It's a brewing company. And that's great in moderation for
me. They have barbecue there, too?
No.
Oh, you should go to that place instead.
And see, and that's the issue. They sometimes have, like, little finger foods or something, which is great. But I'm like, I don't want to do that again and again and again. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to this place. It's a brewing company. I was like, you don't have to tell me that. I already knew.
From the 903, I no longer go to the mini birthday parties each and every weekend unless it's my daughter's.
Ooh, okay.
And I did get away with that for a while where I didn't have to go to birthday parties because I was like, I don't know those parents. And
right.
Also, I work on weekends is what I at the time, you know. I put my foot down on the ground most of the time. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's a good one. From Black and Gold, put my foot down, won't drink Bud Light ever again. I understand Miller Lite's better. There are lots of other local breweries that have a lot better beer as well. So
like Natty Light.
Natural. I'll take Natural Light any day, baby.
I called that one.
from the 979, and I will say, I told you last week, I gave into this. I don't do matching pajamas at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, you got to pick and choose, right? You can't win all the battles. You just do. But I have chosen no couples baby showers. I will take the pajamas, but I appreciate what you're doing there. Watching reality TV is trash from the 507.
Okay, so can we talk about that for just a second? I have gotten into more reality TV, like Married at First Sight, with my wife because she watches all kinds of garbage that I enjoy. Like if it's like a science fiction movie or, well, you've heard the movies that I pitch.
Mm-hmm.
She has to watch a lot of that crap. So I watch stuff that she likes and get invested because it only feels fair.
From the 817, no cats.
Agreed.
Listen, if you're allergic or if you just don't like cats, that's fine. That's you. Cats don't like you anyway.
That's
what did CA
true.
Tell us the other day? Dogs have owners, cats have staff.
Oh, that's probably true.
He said cats are a sport?
Tell me.
I bet he would.
You could not see a scenario
I'm about to
in
get a
which
text
Chris
right
Arnold's
now.
Like, I got you down, cats are a sport. Like, come on. I love CA, but come on. You know that could happen.
He's going to come up with something.
He's tremendous.
And then everybody's going to be like, you know what? He was right all along. I don't know why I ever doubted.
And from the 214, reality TV sucks. I'm not saying you have to like it. I'm sure she doesn't like a bunch of the crap that I want her to watch. But, like, I get invested.
I don't watch a lot of reality TV. I never really got into it. I want somebody to give me something fake.
See, I like it because the level of actual drama in my life is pretty low. So I like the artificial drama.
From the 817, I will not start celebrating Christmas in any way before Thanksgiving. Have y'all noticed? Alec, I was right behind you walking in this morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's Christmas music playing downstairs.
Yes, there is.
It's kind of jazzy. They kind of try to cover it up a little bit.
They're not slick.
Yeah, it's not deck the halls, you know, kind of stuff, but it is kind of like, hold on. What is this?
Oh, is it like Jesus Christmas music where you're not sure and then you hear more and you're like, hold on a minute.
Yeah, something like that. And then from the 214, deal breaker, heroin addiction. That's the C block, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate y'all. We'll get to the cryogenics thing tomorrow.
We're the KNC masterpiece. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. And also, we will hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer. All of it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will check in with Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer in a little bit. Wanted to throw this out as well. Blair Automotive, they came out earlier. We're hanging out with good old Eric Chiafalo. They're doing a toy drive right now. And it's off of Chenault Drive in Carrollton. You bring in a new unwrapped toy, free oil change.
What?
Oil changes are expensive,
dude. Yeah.
So.
And that's labor.
Yeah.
Oil.
He even said.
Change.
He even said he was an idiot for doing this and taking on all
perfect
different
for my
kinds
buddy's
of
an
cars.
Idiot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he's doing it for the most positive possible reasons. So I really like that. Appreciate him for getting that job done. Now, fire up the song. Let's do some My Buddy's an Idiot. And you know how I'm going to start this. Give me cut number two. The New York Islanders, NFL officials, well, not the NFL, the NHL officials, they got it right the first time. But the reviewers in Toronto, they're idiots for this.
3 seconds, Stars with a shot at the horn, same score! Did they beat the clock? Riddick was bumped into as well! The Stars are celebrating, everything will get looked at, and did Dallas just pull off an absolute miracle?
They did, but then they didn't. So, the New York Islanders... Maybe Jake Ottinger just a tiny bit on a couple of those goals. And the officials in Toronto, are they all idiots for taking this away from us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, listen, again, somebody texted in after I said I'm not really worried about the Stars, and they were like, I'm worried about their injuries.
Yes.
And that is, yes, that can be concerning. I guess you're fortunate with the depth that this team's built over time, but... That's frustrating. That's one that stinks. The facts are the facts, though, Kevin. His body did interfere.
So you support Toronto?
I think his intent was different. But there's no way to decipher the difference between intent and the physical activity that took place. And that's unfortunate.
So that's how it's going to be, huh?
Hey, the people up that are doing that stuff suck. They get rid of them all.
There you go.
What happened to good old hockey where you could just run through the goalie and still get the puck in the net?
Hey, don't forget the Gordie Howe hat trick. We got an autographed stick of him from the Houston Aeros in the 70s.
Yeah, I don't even think goalies should wear face masks.
Okay, I'm not going that far.
Hey, Otter also shouldn't be giving up those goals.
I agree. That's why I said he might be on the list as well. Am I an idiot for trying to sell a... hospital administrator and a plumber on the idea of a golden ticket for Peace-a-thon? I've been pushing for this. I want them to auction off a golden ticket. So you get sick, you have a heart attack, whatever, hospital will take care of it all. Plumbing, slab leak, whatever, golden ticket. Boom.
I love this idea. I can understand how it might not work. Like, the golden ticket might need to be for... a certain value of things.
That defeats the idea of the golden ticket.
I get it, dude. I understand where you're going. I like where you're going with this, though. Hold on. Can I ask you a question real quick? From the 214, I decided last minute to go to that game. That was such a blast. What a third period. Rantanen was laying down big hits all night. One of the things we discussed the other day is... my brother-in-law said, the goaltender sold as well. That could have gone either way.
Agreed.
One of the things that we've been asking, and Rantanen in my mind has been showing, is he's willing to be physical. And this Dallas Stars team needs to be physical. But usually it can't happen unless the best player is also doing it as well.
Yes.
Do you think this team is seeing this and starting to go, we need to add that to it?
That makes a lot more sense, because I don't think anybody will ever classify Jason Robertson as a particularly physical player. He's a really good player, but, you know, not to that level. And look, I already told you, I am surprised that Rantanen avoided a suspension, but sometimes that's part of, like, skating on the razor's edge, right? Like, being that physical versus that is a little too physical. Now,
yeah. Well, and you have to learn it. But isn't it crazy how you watch? Let's watch NFL teams or even hockey teams, NBA teams. The ones that are already known to be physical, the referees seem to give them a little more leeway. They're just like, let's go back and look at the Seahawks.
Yeah.
The Seahawks were holding on every play defensively.
Yeah.
But they were like, that's just how they play. You know, and if you start making that part of your identity through the season, that just becomes, that's how they play this game. So I agree with you. Don't skate on that edge just too much, but be a team that learns how to be that kind of thing, because you're a pushover in the playoffs. Yes, you're skilled. But you have to be a different mind when you get into the grind of the playoffs.
See, Corey, this is all I was looking for from the 972. Yes, Kevin, they're all idiots. Go Stars. And then for the 972, no, Kevin, the golden ticket idea is genius. Okay, I like it. All right.
You also like gold.
That's true.
You love gold.
What a topical reference. So is J.J. McCarthy... and his private quarterback coach, an idiot. Did you see what he
Kevin O'Connell?
No. His private position coach. He got into it with Chris Carter. And
is it the fall guy situation? Yeah,
no, but I could see that.
Gotta get a fall guy.
So people were praising McCarthy for having the clutch gene on Twitter. And as it goes, the discussion quickly devolved. And Chris Carter responded, "Did you watch the first 59 minutes and put a thumbs down for J.J. McCarthy?" And McCarthy's quarterback coach, Greg Holcomb, responded to Chris Carter and said, "Effing clown."
Really?
That doesn't feel like a fight that you should pick with anybody in public, let alone Chris Carter, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, he'll send his fall guy after you.
Okay, not necessarily just because of the fall guy thing.
I mean, add to that too, though, will we ever have a time where old heads and current players, the old heads are like, no, they're doing it exactly the way they should be? Or is it always going to be, you know what, in my day?
I don't think so, because what happens when that team wins a Super Bowl or a championship or whatever, and they're like, oh, they're one of the best of all time. Then that's when the person swoops in and be like, yeah, maybe, but they're not better than us. So, like, even when they're good, it's not good enough. All right, Patrick Beverley. It's been a tough couple of weeks for him. We already talked about the whole stuff involving Klay Thompson and whatnot. He is now accused of choking and punching his sister in the eye. Now, he released a statement via his attorney, which I get, and he says he categorically denies all of this, but arrested for assault right after. You have a current NBA player calling you and Jason Williams out, and it's not been a good run.
Yeah, did you see his group's message of kind of denying that and saying, hey, when you see what I saw when I walked down the stairs, of course you're going to react in a certain way? I am very curious to know what happened whenever he got down the stairs and saw what was going on that made you do that.
Because there's certain situations, like if you were breaking up a domestic situation or something, I wonder where you accidentally maybe hit your sister or something like that because you're trying to break up like a domestic violence. I have no idea, but just a tough run.
Plumber just texted in, said he's a plumbing service manager and he's going to speak to his owner, so see if we can get that thing rolling. Or maybe we can get the golden pipe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just because I...
Thank you.
I told that story to my wife. She said something.
The J.R. Smith story?
Yeah. And I was like, and I just said something. I was like, you trying to get that pipe? And she goes, what?
Oh, no.
What does that mean? And I was like, you're kidding me, right? And she goes, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I told her that story. And she goes, men are the worst. And I was like, oh, man. And I want to defend myself. But I guess the way I started the whole story probably wasn't helpful to the cause of men.
Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, women are. No,
oh, thank you, PJ Washington. I've always respected that about
this
you.
This is the exact moment that I needed that support from PJ Washington, but appreciate it. And then also, I wanted to know, do you think the sport of boxing is still idiots, or is this a genius move? Jake Paul, you know, he's supposed to fight. That fight fell apart and everything. Now he is going to fight Anthony Joshua, former heavyweight champion of the world, mm-hmm. Anthony Joshua, December 19th. And the word is that Joshua was pitched some rando fight and he'd make a couple $1 million or whatever. But for this, he could make, the number's been kind of disputed, but between $10 and $35 million. And he also asked Netflix if he could have a password now, since that fight's going to be on Netflix. Which I think is tremendous.
Like, I love
you're
it.
You can make $20 million if you're like, yeah, but if you can give me that hookup on a password. Do you think this is dumb? Or if it's a fight people are going to watch, then you win. Oh, we got Coach ready to go right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I need some. So my wife's birthday was Monday. My daughter's birthday is today. So I, of course, don't have any gifts. So if anybody has any good gift, not you, Clarence. If anybody with style, Patrick, Nick, is Nick in here? He's got some style. You know what I mean? If anybody's got any good ideas, okay? I'm a big spender. Send it my way through my representative here, Tad Carper. Because birthdays come at the worst time. I mean, they really do. Where? Nicole. All right, Nicole. Yeah. All right, let's go. That's good. Yeah. Honey, something's coming, but we just got to figure out what it's going to be. We don't know yet. Yeah. Okay. Lucchese's good. Yeah, that's good. See? You said Todd wouldn't have any good ideas. He did say he wouldn't have any. Did you? Does she know? Because now she does. Oh, okay. I got you. That's good. The other thing, you guys will get an update on some of the injuries. A couple guys have been on the injury report. Dax got a little hip. He got banged around a little bit in the game. Should be fine. We're going to be real smart with the tempo today because basically it's Tuesday for their bodies. But just when you guys see that, so you're not surprised.
Cool. That's the only thing?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of minor things. Yeah. You'll see some guys on there, but nothing major.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. I have that question. It's hard to play that position, as you know, but the level he's playing and how difficult has it been for him just to play at that level for most of the majority of the season?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, man. But that's what the great ones do, and there's a consistency about it, and I think that's the thing that I think when you look at quarterbacks that are playing good, there's stats that you can always look at, hey, four touchdowns here, whatever it is. But the consistency of what Dak's really done over the course of the year is what I think is so impressive, and against some really good competition. And he's given us a chance in every game to put ourselves, for the most part, in a chance to win. And just proud of him. But, again, I always go back to the work ethic and the stuff that he puts into it during the week, which allows him to go out there and play that way. It's not something where you just wake up on Sunday or Monday and go out there and sling it around and put up the kind of numbers he's putting up. It's, you know, the process of Monday getting in here, watching the game film, then moving into the new team that you're playing and the prep for that, and then taking care of his body and all that stuff. It's hard, and it's a grind. And I think he's not mastered his routine, but I think he's very comfortable with his routine and how he preps and takes care of his body.
Obviously, having the weapons that he has, Pickens and CD, and obviously Williams is playing well in the line, how much fun do you think he's having? I think he referred him as a point guard, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
How much fun do you think he likes being in that? So if you talk about quarterbacks and gunslingers and all that, and now you say he's a point guard.
Yeah, I think that's the evolution of Dak. It's a maturing process. I mean, all quarterbacks want to throw it 40, 50 yards down the field. You obviously saw him launch one on after the sudden change down there. GP did a great job breaking up a potential PI but or interception. But, yeah, he is. I mean, your job as that position is to spread the ball around, get the ball out of your hand, let guys create, and we have guys that can do that, which is no different than, you know, some of the greatest point guards in the world, man. You know, they just Magic Johnson dishes it off to Worthy and guys like that. And he and we are all very blessed to have the guys that we have.
Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys. What you telling your age when you pointed out Magic Johnson?
Yeah, showtime, baby. Come on, showtime.
Man of a certain age.
Can you get to it?
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You usually have to wait one more question to get that.
Yeah.
This guy's all business. This guy's always all business.
Quinnen and Osa and Kenny Clark and Tush Push is such a big part of the Eagles offense. And I don't know if there's any way to solve it, but you have a better chance now with what you have up front.
Yeah, I mean, again, they were the ones that started it, so they get to name it, and they still do a very good job of it. But we've got some reinforcements in there and guys that have seen it, and it's a game of leverage. It really is, and I do think that, you know, the league is trying to, you know, make sure that it's a legal play, you know, in terms of everybody getting off on the snap and stuff like that. But they're still really good at it. We'll still see it, and but we've definitely got some reinforcements in there that give you a chance to win the leverage game.
And on the flip side, certainly your offensive line is playing better. You know, I think Tyler Guyton had one of his better games. But just to watch Tyler Smith just send the tape, you're asking him to peel out and pick off people on the backside. Is that normal for a guard? And or would that just speak to Tyler Smith's ability? Just seeing him peel around and help on this backside, help on this side.
Yeah, I think it speaks to his athleticism. I mean, one of the things we love about, you know, Sizz is his athleticism, and the power is there. It's evident just how strong he is, but the athlete is probably not talked about enough. I'll show my age again since we've talked about this, but really reminds me a lot of a guy that I was around watching growing up with my dad, Will Shields, who was a great Hall of Famer, I think. Could be wrong about that. I think he is. But Hall of Fame guard, certainly in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. But that athleticism and the power and the combination of that is special. And Tyler's very special as a player. But the play style and the wiring of the young man is right, too. He just loves to do stuff like that. And he brings a physical nature to our play style.
Now, when you talk about Hall of Fame guards wearing 73, you're supposed to mention Larry Allen here.
Well, absolutely, Larry. Well, I was waiting for the follow-up question about that because Larry's probably the best of all time.
All right.
All right, how you doing?
That
was an awkward exchange. You guys, that was a little awkward, yeah.
What will Dak do today?
Yeah, he'll go through all his normal stuff. It's just because it's a mock tempo. It's just slow. He's just a little sore, you know. I'm a little sore too, but for different reasons, just sleeping short. So, but yeah, I mean, it's because it's just slow mock walkthrough, he'll be fine.
And then your rookie class, you got Revel came back this past week. What do you make of the production you've been able to get from those guys?
Yeah, again, you know, it's kind of case by case. I mean, you look at, you know, T-Book, and, you know, I think, again, he's getting much more comfortable playing guard. He, you know, missed a couple games in there. But, again, I think we love the person. We love the power. We love the position. He's got a great matchup this week against, you know, one of the best interior defensive linemen in the game in Jalen Carter, which he didn't get a chance to play Jalen last game. And it'll be fun to watch him because Jalen creates all kinds of problems. But T-Book's doing great as a Raku. You know, I think we've talked about him. Somebody asked about his ability to play the run, his ability to influence and affect the passer. I think is great. He's being aided because of his work ethic, but because of the guys we have inside of him. I think he's doing great. It was great to see Vaughn get out there. You know, he belongs. He's talented. He's long. He's aggressive. All the traits that you look for in a corner. I keep going, you know, you got Shamar, you know, who's played a lot of valuable snaps. Again, no one is higher on Jaden Blue than me. It just sometimes takes a little bit of time, but I love the talent. I love the explosiveness. I don't want to miss out on people. I probably will. But, again, overall, I think this rookie class and even just the youth of this team is something that's very exciting for me. Kalen Carson, you know, I talked about him, you know, very passionately yesterday because I do think he deserves it. He's been through a lot and he played really well last game.
You mentioned Jalen Carter. Obviously, he didn't the spitting thing. What kind of difference do you think that makes for them and going against him?
It's a big difference. He's a really good player. Again, he's packaged in there with some really good players. And, you know, Jordan, you know, Davis is obviously an incredible player as well. And you got Jalen Phillips. I mean, the front, it's a hell of a defense. I think they're best in the league, I think. And, again, it's going to be really, really tough. But we love that challenge. And we think we're pretty good, too.
John Machado with The Athletic. Jalen Phillips, what have you seen from him in the couple games that they've had?
Really good pass rush tools, really good motor. But it's the size and the length that creates the problems. He's hard to stay blocked because he's slippery. He gets off blocks very well, and he can affect the quarterback because he's got a really cool assortment of pass rush moves that he uses. And I don't know him, but it looks like he's a guy that studies a lot of film because you see him counter and take a strength of a player and kind of use it against him. And I think anytime you see a former coach like Vic that was around him in Miami, and then you go trade for that guy, there was a reason that Vic stood on the table and said, hey, I want Jalen Phillips here. And I think he's proven why Vic felt so strongly about it. And he's a, reason he's a high first round pick.
And then when you're figuring out what guys you're going to have active during the game at running back, what makes the difference when you go with a Malik Davis over a Jaden Blue?
Yeah, it's really everything. When you get to sometimes that second and third back, and we're carrying a little heavy at some other positions, whether it's linebacker or corners or defensive linemen, you're a little bit short in some areas, but it really is, it's really both phases. It's offense and special teams. And so Malik's done an incredible job since he got back. And, he's a personal protector. He's doing a great job. I think he's on three of the four core special teams units. And he's running well. And, he and Jaden will continue to compete. But right now, when you're looking at the two, it's like, that's where Jaden's got to understand until you're the guy, which at some point, hopefully he is the guy, that you got to be able to impact the game other ways. And I think he understands that. Jaden's learning a lot about this league. And, again, I think, he's always going to continue to compete and put his best foot forward, and then doesn't have to like the decision if it goes against him to play someone else. But he's got to make sure he's always prepared to go play.
Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. How are Solomon Thomas and Trayvon Diggs progressing through their injuries?
Good. Solly's making progress. Again, we'll know more, not really today, probably tomorrow. And Trey, again, all signs are that he's doing everything he's supposed to do. And so, again, positive reports on both those guys.
And then the young corners they've gotten, Mitchell and DeJean, where have you, from last year to the first game this year and then over the course of the year so far, where have you seen them kind of grow?
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about Mitchell first. I mean, I just, very high on him, very good cover corner, physical, patient. He understands that there's a time clock that the offense has to work with because they're good at disrupting and affecting the quarterback. But I think the coverage skills, you've seen the growth. You've seen him improve and get better. And I think he's got a chance to be a star in this league and trending that way. And then the versatility of Cooper DeJean is what they love about him. I mean, the guy plays corner and base. He plays nickel. He plays all kinds of things. He's a very good blitzer. The football instincts is off the chart. He's got a knack for the ball. And there's nothing new. I mean, they've done a great job of drafting and getting these guys and develop them. And I think they've done a great job with those two guys for sure.
Scott Erickson with the AP. What's your sense of whether there's any kind of new range of emotions with the first home game without Marshawn versus having already played one game without?
Yeah, again, I think, we're getting used to Skyler, the new norm. I think we're, this will be, a chance for us to honor him at home. I believe there's some things that we're going to do for his family. Again, my job as the coach is to make sure our guys are not caught off guard with anything. So whatever we are planning as we finalize some things, I'll make sure that they know and they're aware of that. But again, whether we play home or away, we're going to honor Marshawn ourselves with the way we play and our play style. And whether we have a moment of silence or we don't, or whether we introduce members of his family or we don't, moving forward for the rest of the year and beyond, I mean, he's always going to be out there with us to honor.
You mentioned the new normal. Are you sensing that, feeling that this week?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. My assistant, Laura, came in today, and I was blaring my music in my office, and I'm a big music guy, and she kind of was – you know, tongue-in-cheek, kind of being silly, but she's like, it's great to see you playing your music loud and whatnot. And so that kind of made me chuckle because I'm feeling more back to myself.
There you go. Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, number one thing it feels like a lot of people will notice is potential Dak Prescott being kind of banged up right there. Coming up next, we'll chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on The Fan.
This segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations, 2023 and 2024.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much to Shoddy for that presser. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time to really just ask the G-Bag Nation what's coming up on the program today.
Well, Pure Gold as always, Heggy. Thanks for asking. We'll have a John Owning Pro Football Focus on at 4 o'clock.
Good thing we stuck around for that. Aren't you proud of us?
Very proud.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation.
That was awesome, guys.
Nice job, Wolchuk.
They're all here.
We did it.
Wolchuk brought us.
We're all matching, too. This is great. We're playing this.
Here.
Was Shoddy on time today?
He was four minutes late.
Yeah.
4 minutes late, not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's for him, that's much better.
I talked bad about him yesterday being late, hoping he was listening, and I think he was.
Okay.
Because at the updated time he gave yesterday, he was actually 2 minutes early for it.
I like it.
You can't get mad at CD and Pickens if you're going to just say, oh, well, the media doesn't matter. I can disrespect your time.
I like that.
Yeah, this is human to human. Screw you, coach.
And I've always thought, I don't want to hear about you telling me about the tiny details and how they matter when you can't show up to a press conference.
I'm with you on that.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow. We'll be on time, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say be on time, Kevin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.